You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
What's up, world? Seems like I started before you knew I was even in the building, but I would like to welcome you guys back to another edition of Gone Viral, where we interview the world's hottest entertainers and influencers, and we capture their moments of viral fame. We have a special guest in the building, and we have our favorite segment of the hour, which is Viral Vice, where we ask our special guest their three top gems of going viral, and of course, whatever questions that you have for them, you can be able to ask. But first of all, let's get ready. Let's introduce our special guest. Y'all, listen, she's got the moves, she's got the vocals, the hooks, the looks. She's slaying screens, selling her brands with over 100K YouTube subscribers, giving us all of her music. Give it up, y'all, for the world renowned Miss Ayana Clemons.
Hey, y'all, what's poppin'?
Yes, listen, beautiful. First of all, before we get into anything, I just want to say congratulations to all that you're doing. You are truly a boss.
You're so sweet. Thank you, baby.
Oh, no, you're welcome. But first of all, I want to talk about this viral moment that you had. So back in October of 2016, you appeared on the show, which is it true? It was on All Deaf Digital. It was about the perception of models being dumb, which actually hit 4 million views. I want to talk about this in particular because I like this particular show because, of course, it kind of talked about stereotypes. You know, everybody talks about the Instagram models and everything, but I want you to tell me a little bit, how did you get on the show and how was your experience? I mean, you got 4 million views.
Well, shout out to Audef and Patrick Cloud and all of my Audef family. I love y'all. But they did this really awesome segment, and I thought it was amazing because I went to college in Chicago.
Yes.
And I have a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology. So I have studied a lot, and I would have continued to pursue psychology if I wasn't more excited about, like, entertainment and singing and music and all that. But I just feel like that was an awesome segment for them to come up with because I was able to express whatever knowledge that I had regarding certain topics. And they do assume that most models are dumb. I'm not right. just a model. I'm more so of an actress. But I like the idea, and I was like, I'm down.
Cool. So you got 4 million views. So tell me about that experience of getting this many viewers.
I think it's amazing. I really have a good time, like, working with different creators. Like, All Deaf is, like, a dope hub because they bring together all kinds of content creators, like comedians, singers, dancers, models, actors. They bring them all together.
Right.
And then they create dope stuff. So it's just, like, I really, I don't know. I enjoy making new content every day. This is, like, it's crazy that this is my life, you know?
No, yeah, listen, I mean, the funny thing is that sometimes, like, you know, you go from the moment of saying something and then all of a sudden you see it happen, right? So, you know, you're on this show. Did any of your family members or your friends reach out and say, hey, girl, I saw you on that All Deaf Digital show talking about you being an Instagram model? Did anybody say anything to you?
Of course, my family always, like, is so supportive. They always have supported me. So they make sure to catch every single thing that I'm a part of. Like, they don't miss a beat. But as far as, like, strangers, I think I get a lot of love from, like, people that are in New York or, like, down south. They'll randomly just be like, I love your stuff. And that, literally, when you guys come up to me, I love it. I love it. And I love of meeting guys.
Now, also too, another thing that I wanted to ask you about being on the show, which is another reason why I liked it, because again, like I said before, it did kind of allow you to see, like, it's not just Instagram being, you know, an Instagram model and being pretty, but these people have, they're smart, they're intelligent, you know, you have brains, you know, sometimes people have a whole different misconception. But I wanted to ask you, because you have had a lot of success just from, like, your Instagram, your YouTube. I want to know, how can someone use their influence of being on Instagram or, you know, YouTube to building their career and making money?
I think having a YouTube and Instagram page, or Facebook, if you do Facebook as well, is a powerful tool to just let people know what you do and what you're about and who you are. And honestly, I think the key to being an influencer is being yourself.
There we go.
We can spot the fake, as I know you guys know at home. Y'all can see when somebody's being fake. And I really appreciate being able to be myself every day online and give, if you guys like my comedy, it makes me happy because it's like literally me. I sit in a room and I write out ideas and then I get together with friends and I shoot it. And it's like, for people to accept that part of you and this is your true art, it means the world to me.
Right. Now talk about actually, you know, building a concept behind shooting some of the amazing content that you do. I want to talk about one that you did back last year in January with Beat Watts. It was called My Crazy Girlfriend. Okay, first of all, I want to know, what was the influence behind Crazy Girlfriend?
You know what? I think I was on the verge of actually a breakup.
Which is
so crazy. That was the inspiration for that video. But there was, you know, in a relationship, sometimes you get into it with your significant other.
Right.
And they do drive you up a wall. And so you have, like, these crazy imaginations of how you would be in a breakup or whatever. And so I just came up with something one day, and I showed up to his house, and I was like, do y'all got an AK up in here or some type of gun?
He's like, a gun. Okay.
Like a toy, like a prop.
But you know, listen, sometimes crazy girlfriends do try to shoot you, though. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you, I mean, it's, I guess it's always good to have some type of prop on set.
Yeah, so they had the prop. They really had it. I was like, okay, so my idea is this. And he was like, you are crazy. And it just so happened to be raining that day, so that added to, like, the effect.
Oh, yeah.
But it was perfect, girl. It was so fun.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because I know when it comes to numbers, you're not new to this, but you got 400,000 viewers. What was your reaction like when you posted it and you saw that you got this many viewers from the video?
I was shocked. I was so shocked. I was like, oh my God, you guys like this. Like, you like this, like, crazy character. She was just something I created in my imagination. And they thought the video was hilarious. So I can imagine that a lot of guys deal with that on a regular basis.
You know, I feel like when you create content that everybody can be able to relate to, that's when I'm like, oh my God, girl, you remember yesterday we were talking about this, and oh girl, let me show you this girl who actually posted this. So I think that, you know, a lot of times whenever you create something that's very, very relatable, I mean, you get so many views, and you know, you don't know, like, you're just doing your thing, but it was real. Like you said, it came from an actual experience, and you decided to shoot it with your boy, and you used actual props, and you got like 400,000 viewers.
Girl, relatability is key, honestly. Like, if I make you laugh, 9 times out of 10, you've seen a situation like it. You know, right, a friend who's been in that place, or you've been in that position yourself. So it's like, that is like the key to comedy, honestly. And if you're gonna do something off the wall, like, I've never actually really pulled up to my boyfriend's house and threaten to shoot him.
But it's always like things
that you think about.
Yes, it's like, if I was in this situation, and if we were to rewind, you know, rhyme back or whatever, this is how I would want to act, but I just can't act like that because I just don't want to seem like a super crazy girlfriend. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
I love it. I love it. I have to say, when I watched this, I was dying laughing.
Oh my God, I love it. That makes me happy.
Girl, listen. But talk about being relatable. Let's talk about the Uber driver.
Oh, my God.
So you filmed this a few months after you filmed Crazy Girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
You filmed it with Carnell. It was called Uber Drama.
Shout out to Cornell. That's literally my road dog. Like, he was the one that taught me a lot. Like, him and Jahan Jones, I don't know if you guys know them. They taught me so much in this game, in this industry, and I really have to just, like, respect them and say thank you for all of the amazing stuff that I was able to learn just being under their wings, like, because they really have this game, like, under control. Like, they know what they want to do, what they want to put out, what they want to say. But I told him that I had this idea about being a Uber driver who is pregnant.
Oh, wow.
I was like, yeah, she's pregnant, and she's texting and driving, and she's just all the way reckless.
Which is the worst thing, right? Texting, like, and driving. But, I mean, I feel like that's something that sometimes, like, I don't know if you guys have ever had that happen to you guys before, but I know, like, I've definitely been in an Uber before, and somebody was texting while they were driving, and I was like, wait a minute, so you're driving us to our destination, and you're texting at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, like, I have been in a situation where somebody gave me anxiety before. So I was like, she has to just be completely anxiety driven. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, she ends up going into labor in the video. Like, her character, I mean, the character itself was just, like, off the wall. And when I wrote this, it took me a while to figure out how I was going to close it out. And so when I told him, I was like, you're going to deliver the baby. He was like, oh, my God, are you serious? No,
wait, so you had him deliver your baby?
Yes.
And so I guess that's what happens sometimes when you get in an Uber or either a Lyft. But for this case, an Uber. And you're just trying to get to your destination, but you have this weird request from your Uber driver. Like, yes. Can you deliver my baby?
It was so funny. He's like screaming, and then I'm like screaming, and then we both screaming, and then the baby comes out. And next thing you know, he's driving the car. It was the funniest video. If you guys haven't seen it, it's on my, my YouTube.
Listen, I mean, first of all, this is what I want to ask you, because anybody can shoot anything, but when I was looking at the actual video, there were like different angles that you guys were shooting from. My question is, who was actually filming this stuff?
Oh my God. I had got Jalen. I don't know if you guys know, Jalen Jet Turner.
Mm-hmm.
He is an amazing videographer here in LA, and he shot it for me. So we were able to capture a lot of like cinematic angles and like a lot of different angles, just so that Cornell could stay in the character, you know,
right.
Like we could stay focused on the character. It's just better to have a videographer. Sometimes you aren't afforded that luxury. Sometimes you gotta shoot it yourself. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta get it with a tripod. But
listen,
it worked out. Like, it came out really funny. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, it was good. And first of all, let's talk about these viewers, because we gotta get back to the views.
Yes.
1 million, ma'am. 1 million people really was in tune with the Uber drama. Everybody can relate to this. 1 million. I mean, so within a matter of 4 months, you went from 400,000 to 1 million. So what was your whole concept behind how you actually got that many viewers?
I literally wanted to just be consistent. I think I started last year in a place that was just like, guys, I don't know what I'm doing with this YouTube thing, but I love it. And I love the idea of creating long form content. And so the goal was just to own it and be consistent with whatever idea I came up with. Some didn't do as well as others, but the idea of putting my creativity in something that was authentically me was kind of like the most important thing for last year, for 2019.
Right.
And to, at the end of the year, like around Christmas time, finally reach 100,000. I wanted to cry, you guys. Like, I was so happy because I started off with like 1,000 subscribers at the top of this year. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so let's talk about this, okay? So you started off with 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, right? Okay, so how do we do this, right? Because a lot of times we talk about going viral, but there's different ways you can go viral, right? You can go viral on YouTube, you can go viral on Facebook, you can either go viral on Instagram.
Yeah.
So you started out with 1,000 views
mm-hmm.
on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
How did you grow from 1,000 on YouTube to, like, making it 100,000? Like, what did you do every day? Like, what were some of the routines?
Consistency is really
consistency.
Key. And then also with the ideas, I kind of work with my friends and they'll give me advice as far as what works and what doesn't. So like as we're shooting, they'll be like, okay, I really think that this scene would be more dynamic, and give me like kind of recommendations, because I'm a newbie in writing. Right. I've never wrote a script in my life. Before this, I had never, like, set up a production and lights and all that other stuff. I bought a camera, a Canon 80D with, like, some nice lenses at Best Buy. And I was like, I'm about to make this thing happen.
Wow. So, like, what about the moments when you did make videos and you didn't get as many viewers? Do you think that there was a reason why, maybe?
I think it was just the lack of knowledge regarding, like, how to properly edit the video. Mm-hmm. Or maybe sound quality was a issue. Or maybe sometimes quality isn't the thing. Sometimes it's consistency, too. Like, if you're only doing it once every 3 months or whatever, you're not going to get the results you're looking for. It's really just like you get the results in the gym when you pick them weights up and
Absolutely.
You put them down. So if you're not working out consistently, then you're not going to see the muscle definition.
Right. So tell me, in that moment when, you know, you were looking at, you know, your YouTube subscribers, you're at 1,000, you're like, okay, now I finally got to 2,000. Now I got to 3,000. And you talked about consistency. You talked about good content. What else did you personally do? Like, did you write any goals down? Did you have any type of visions? Like, what else did you do that got you to the point where you're like, you know what? I got this on a bandwagon. I actually have my fans glued. Now I can post whenever I want to.
I'm like the manifest queen. I love manifestation.
Yeah.
I love manifesting and, like, putting out positive energy to really attract the things in life that I want. And that was the thing that I just said to you. I was like, I'm going to make this YouTube thing my thing. I don't know how. I don't know what exactly the steps are that I need to take, but I'm going to be diligent and I'm going to be consistent and I'm going to be a student in this and really make this my thing. And so I manifested that. I have a vision board as well with like some of my like favorite actors and actresses and places that I want to travel to one day or like goals and stuff. So I think all these like positive affirmations and writing your journal daily, praying to God, that's number one. Like, yes. Let's start
number
with
number one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, and all numbers in the book.
Sorry, I did not say that first.
Okay.
But God is definitely number one. I pray to Him, and then as I'm praying, I'm like journaling. I'm like, God, please, like, I want to just figure this out, right. You know? And I did it. Girl, like, I'm not anywhere near where the end game is. If there is a such thing as an end game, there may be, like, other things that will come in development because of this. But for now, that was, like, the start was manifesting. And the Secret talks about that. Do you know?
Yeah, the Secret. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I'm very familiar with The Secret. And it talked about how not even just like what you say, but also like your emotions and your attitude and like the energy that you put behind something will basically create whatever you're asking the universe to be able to create through that. Like, now, whether it's negative or bad or good. But in this case, you manifested 100K viewers. You had 1 million viewers on, you know, your Instagram as well as your YouTube. And not to mention, there's so much more behind your content creation. You are an artist. You go by Ayana the Artist.
Yes.
Yes, yes. So let's talk about you being an artist. First and foremost, what I want to know, how did you even get into music?
I've been singing since I was 5 years old. Like, I've been singing since I was a kid. And I did, like, pageants. Mm-hmm. I was trained vocally as far as, like, classical training. I have always sang in choir as well at school. And so I was in a girl group, like, 2 girl groups that failed when I was in, like, high school.
Yeah.
And I think we all, like, yeah, the most people were in girl groups.
I was in a girl group, too.
Right?
And it failed, but it's all good.
Exactly. So when it did, and everyone went their own ways, they had their own lives, I was like, you know what? I think I can do this. Mm-hmm. And once again, here I go, manifesting. I was like, I really want to take this and, like, make it a thing. And so I started performing. I performed on 106 in Park. Like, twice.
Wow.
Once for Wild Out Wednesday and once for, like, another competition.
Right.
I've traveled in China. I've toured
in China.
So
you're Russia. You went to Russia, too.
Yes, in Russia. Oh, my God. Like, I've done some really cool stuff. I've opened up for Mario on Marion and Soulja Boy. I performed at the UIC Pavilion in Chicago. It's, like, a really big stadium. I've done some really cool stuff with music. But when I moved here to L.A.
It was different.
It's just a different thing.
Yeah.
Like, where I was able to really be a big fish in a small pond in Chicago, L.A. is, like, it's a tough market to, like, make your dreams come true. And I didn't give up. So I just decided to focus on acting
mm-hmm.
and simultaneously do music at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I would do covers here and there and create. And I'm actually working in a studio on new music that's going to be coming out soon, but...
Yes, we can't... Well, that's... I mean, you did come out with the EP back in 2007.
Yes.
The R&B Soul.
Yes, that
you
was
being
like...
the artist. So tell us a little bit about this particular EP that you decided to come out with.
I put this together with a producer by the name of Blaze out in Chicago. Shout out to Blaze. I love him so much. He works with me, like Dark Child and Brandy's connection
mm-hmm.
and how they do music. That's him.
Same.
And yes, I love him so much. He's the best. But we created this EP back, like you said, in 2007. I was like, I think I was like 18, 19.
Wow.
When I did. If you guys want to look at the EP, it's on iTunes. Oh, my God.
So all major platforms, son. You got Tidal, Spotify?
Yes, on Tidal, Spotify, everything. You guys can look it up. It's Ayana, the Artist EP. And one of the songs was featured on The Man in 3B.
Yes.
The Man in 3B. I think that was on Netflix for a little bit. And I had a
placement. That's dope.
Girl, I was like, what? This is crazy. Like, it was two films on Netflix that featured two different songs, Miss the and Private Dance.
Wow. And so this was basically all before you went viral.
No, it was all happening at the same time, girl. I'm just like, I don't know. God is so good.
See, the interesting thing that I'm hearing about this whole situation is that a lot of times, even though, you know, people are looking to go viral, again, it's all about exposure. But I felt like there were so many different things that you were putting out into your world. You know, you were an artist. You know, you were doing the acting, you know, creating the other content, all these different doors that kind of like centered around you that basically allow you to be able to grow a fan base. Because I feel like a lot of times, sometimes, you know, just even as an artist, independent artist, sometimes it's really hard trying to find a way of getting yourself out there. You know, and I think that your content kind of really, really speaks to, you know, to the fact that you were able not to just create it through your music, but also through the content that you created as well.
I'll be honest with you. I was so thankful for social media because I'm thinking that I'm this person that kind of hoards a bunch of different talent, right? Mm-hmm. So singing, dancing, acting, and I used to play the saxophone. I played the piano. I was like, I think that I'm a weird person that can just do all this stuff. Who is going to know about this? You know what I mean? Like, I have to put this out for somebody to know about. This is a gift that God gave me.
Right.
And for me to just keep it to myself is kind of crazy. So I was like, I just want to be able to put it out there. And the fact that social media allows for you to do that in a creative way, I have no boundaries, no limits,
right,
no amount of time. Like, I could put an hour-long stuff if I want, or just, like, 10 minutes or whatever. Like, there's no boundaries. And I think that we need to realize that in life. Like, the sky is the limit. You can put anything out there that you want people to accept of you as long as you're being yourself.
Right. See, the key, and it's so funny because we've already had, you know, two other guests that, and everybody keeps saying the same thing. Authenticity is that one thing, again, that allows you to be able to create like what you want to. Because, you know, like when you're trying to be somebody else, you're creating like them, not like yourself. Speaking of that, you know, we did kind of get a little bit into your acting, and you've done several things I want to talk about. You did the Laugh Mob, Laugh Tracks. You did Fighting With My Family. You did Resolution Song. And you also did Family Business from BT. But I want to get on the funniest show on True TV, which is the Laugh Mob. Tell me about that experience with you being on Laugh Mob.
Laugh Mob is also a good family. They're really fun. I've done almost two different seasons with them. So season one and then season three.
Wow.
And I did like three different episodes. And so they find these really dope jokes that were told in a stand-up set with a comedian. Mm-hmm. And they'll find the actresses that fit the role. I was one of the actresses they picked for these different jokes, and it was fun because one of them was about being catcalled.
And oh my gosh.
I definitely have experience with that in Chicago because they are very honest back home. You know what I mean? Like, they just,
I mean, I feel like they're honest in LA. My God.
I have never walked down the street in LA and been like whistled at like that. In Chicago, they are very bold.
Oh, yeah. I hear like Chicago is no joke. I hear like people are just straight up honest with you.
Yes.
Just like, you know, well, that's more like Midwest, but even the East Coast.
It's crazy, girl. But I had experience with that. And then I was like the hood girl in church.
Uh-oh.
That was another one. I'm going to put the links up for you guys if you guys haven't seen this. But the last one that I did with them with this season was about a guy who I was dating who wore skinny jeans.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
the
so
stigma
funny.
The stigma of dating a guy that wears skinny jeans.
So funny. Like, it was the funniest thing. I had to, like, drag him around Uh-oh. By his feet to try to get the jeans, off like, him. Off. He's like, can you help me take my pants leg? I'm like, oh, my God.
It's like part of us trying to get them off, but then it's trying to, like, trying to get it off of a... Never mind. That's a whole different conversation. But we're going to talk about the other project that you did, which is called Fighting With My Family, back into actually, this was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't just an actress. You were a stunt.
That was my first stunt job.
Wow. Let's talk about that.
I had never done stunts before, girl.
That's,
oh, my God.
Amazing.
So they were looking for wrestlers. They was looking mm-hmm. for girls that could wrestle with the lead actresses.
Right.
And the one actress, like, who was the lead in the film, I've seen her in so much stuff. So it was amazing to work with her. And I also got to meet The Rock. He's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
He's really,
the
really
Rock
sweet.
Is cool.
Yeah. But I got to meet him. And then we the whole team of us, it was like 10 or 12 people, actually. We really had to, like, run in the sand and, like, climb ropes and climb walls and, like, flip tires. I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, a legit...
Oh, yeah. It's a workout.
Boot camp. And it was, like, at the beach, so it's freezing cold outside. We got to, like, go inside of, like, a WWE arena.
Right.
And see how the fans, like, are obsessed with wrestling. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. When I saw the movie and how much I had been featured, I had like a moment next to Vince Vaughn and a couple scenes just kind of like wrestling the lead girl and on the bus. But that was fun. Like, I didn't expect, as a stunt person, they really don't always show you.
Right. They just kind of like,
Yeah, but they kind of show. Yeah, they gave me some camera time. That was cool.
Listen, you're the artist, the stunt. You just keep adding like titles to your name, girl. So let's talk about the family business that you did with BT.
How was
that?
That was fun. I worked with DC Young Fly. Shout out to DC. We were basically like this drug couple. Like, he's like this like drug boss or whatever, and they were doing business.
Drug lord.
Yeah, there's like doing business or whatever, and so I was just his like. His lady, he was like, you know, get the money or get the suitcase or whatever. So that was fun. That was a really fun scene. And the family business, they're a really awesome bunch. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to Trey Haley. He's the one who directed the films The Man in 3B.
Wow.
And my songs were featured in his films.
Placements. Man, just... You are dominating the game, my love.
You're so sweet.
You are.
Oh, no, my
I mean,
God.
Like, listen, like, that's what it's about. Because I feel like, again, a lot of times we look at one lane and we're like, oh, my God, I'm going to focus on this one lane. But the key is to have multiple gifts. It's like your gift will make room for you.
Amen.
That's the word.
Thank you, God.
Your gift will make room for you. I'm telling you guys, just believe it. Because this young lady is showing us how it's done.
Yes, baby.
Another gift that you have is your entrepreneurship. You have your own hairline.
Yes.
Rain International Hair, which back in 2017, you got Miss Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God. That
was
crazy.
To walk down with... Y'all, look at this picture, first of all.
She slayed,
but look at this hair.
I know.
Her hair is literally almost as long as her dress.
When I got the call, from Tokyo Styles, and he was just like, oh, my God, I'm looking for 6 bundles of hair, and I'm looking for about 46 inches of hair.
Wow.
And I am the only vendor that carries hair that long, as you can see, guys.
Your hair is about that long.
I like it long. Sometimes I'm sitting on it. It's so funny. But, yeah, I'm, like, one of the only vendors that has very long extensions. And at that time, it was, like, a poppin', I think, what was it, 2017?
Yeah, 2017.
That was, like, a poppin' thing for celebrities. So they were all trying to get hair down to their ankles. And so...
Oh, listen, I feel like that's still the case. Especially with, like, wigs now. I mean, listen. Everybody wants long hair, okay? And the fact that you are the one that's a supplier, I mean, that's amazing. But I want to know, I mean, you got music going on, you got acting going on, but what made you want to create your own business?
I just believe that in order for us to create generational wealth and break the cycles that we have in our families of... you know, maybe the lack thereof or poverty or things that aren't set up in place for our children and, you know, the generations to come thereafter, you have to have a lot of different hustles. Like, when you look at Warren Buffett and these guys that are literally quadrillionaires, if that's even a word. But
yeah, it is.
They have 37 different, like, hustles. It's not just one form of income. You have to really, like... focus on something that you're going to be passionate about, first of all. But I think that you have to think outside the box and realize, like, okay, I don't want to just focus on this one form or this one stream of income. I want to do this, this, and this, and I want to apply myself wholeheartedly to every single one of them.
Right.
I think sometimes one does get a little bit more attention than the other. But once you put the time in and you create the will, your team will come. Like, the blessings will come. And you'll start to get people who believe in you because you believed in that thing so bad.
You know what's so funny? Will Smith had an interview the other day with Bad Boys, and he talked about, he's like, listen, y'all, you gotta be so crazy, like, you gotta believe in your own dreams so much that you get people to start believing in you, but first of all, you gotta believe in yourself, and you gotta be willing to be that crazy person that's going to say, listen, so y'all going to get on my bandwagon. But first of all, you have to be able to be fearless. Yes. And relentless.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's just like for you to be able to create this, like, you know, like you said before, your goal was generational wealth. It's not just about being popular. It's not just about the viewers. But the thing is, if you're going to get the viewers, make sure that you use it to the best of your ability to be able to create that wealth.
Absolutely.
You know, so now let's talk about that. You have your company. How have you managed to balance that with all of your other talents?
It's very tough, to be honest. And I'm very proud of my little baby. I'm still working out a lot of the ways that we want to continue to market and brand and everything. But for now, I'm very happy with the fact that I even got started. And for me, I'm just really ready to put my hand in as many pots as I can. So having my business is one. You know, starting my YouTube was another goal that I had set. And right now, I think I'm going to develop what you guys need to stay tuned for. Because I have a nice little surprise. But I'm in development of a new project that I cannot wait to drop. And it's definitely going to be some new music coming too. So, I mean, girl, God bless us all. Seriously.
Yes.
The hustle, it's a real thing.
Absolutely.
Staying focused on the hustle, like creating and constantly putting your like thinking cap on how to be innovative, how to be different, how to stand out, how not do the same thing that everybody else is doing.
Absolutely.
And be authentic.
You know, that's funny because I was going to ask you, like, what were your three gems that you would give people who want to go viral? But I feel like you're kind of already segueing into giving us that advice. I mean, I think if I could say, I kind of want to, like, piggyback and say, you said something about generational wealth.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you talked about, like, how to use your platform to be able to create not just something for yourself, but to be able to build legacy.
Absolutely.
I want you to kind of give me a little bit more insight of how you see that being a way that you can kind of encourage people out there about going viral.
I would say I don't necessarily put myself in the same category as everyone else. So I will talk from my experience. And my goal is always to not be so self-serving in that I am only just focused on me and my art. I enjoy making people laugh. Mm-hmm. I enjoy, you know, entertaining people and giving them something to be entertained and to be, you know what I mean? Like, start up a conversation about whatever. Like, I really enjoy it. It's like a passion of mine, like creating and striking up a conversation about a particular type of thing. Like, those things that we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, we have been in those situations before.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But to make it a little funny and make people smile, make them laugh, like, I love doing that. So that's my goal. I'm not thinking about just me with my art.
So number one, it's not about being self-serving with your art. It's about creating to be able to
inspire.
Inspire. Creation for inspiration.
Yes.
Is number one.
Yes.
Okay. So number two, give me something for number two.
Well, I've said it probably like six times already.
You want me to give you something maybe?
Be authentic.
Be authentic. Listen, y'all see y'all. That is the second time that no, actually, that's actually the third time that we got that. Is
yes.
Being authentic. The first one was inspiration for creation. And the second one was to basically be authentic. Give me a third one.
Because I have two thoughts in my mind. That's why I'm thinking.
Listen, I mean, we can have as many vices as we want to. I just say three because, you know, three is always like, you know, the gym number, but
I would say direction is very important. Like, knowing your direction, where you want to go, like, how is it that you want to tell people about who you are? And what is it that you want them to remember? My legacy is super important to me.
Mm.
When I leave this earth, I really want people to be like, okay, this was her contribution. This is what she wants to do. And ultimately, the arts and entertainment and performances, I want to build a school or a place or a hub for kids to be able to learn, you know, any instrument they want, take dance classes, take singing lessons back in Chicago where I'm from, or, you know, even here in LA. That's my end game. And so exercising, entertainment, and teaching about the business of it, teaching about, you know, also taxes.
Hello.
Like, that's my goal, is to create, like, an art center, basically.
Wow. So we can see, like, maybe like a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, okay. So it sounds like the last one that you talked about was creating, not just for yourself, but using your creation as a platform.
Yes, 100%.
So number one was inspiration for creation. Number two is authenticity. And number three is creating your content for a platform.
Yes.
Listen, that's a lot. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
We have a lot to work with, though. No. But it's all good. It's all good. So I know I'm going to kind of put you on the spot a little bit.
Oh, God.
Because first of all, you know, you go by Ayana, the artist, on your Instagram, and that's what everybody knows you as. So I want to see if you can give us a little bit of some tunes.
You want me to sing?
Yeah. We want to hear your voice.
What would you like for me to sing?
Listen, I'm putting you on the spot. You can sing your music. You can sing whatever you want to.
Okay. There's a song that I've been singing that I absolutely love. There's one that I always sing.
Sing it. Okay, you want me to give you a song?
What?
I'm going to give you a Stevie song.
Oh, my God. Which one?
My Sherry Amore.
Okay. My Sherry Amore, lovely as a summer day. My Sherry Amore, you're the only one my heart beats for. Pretty one that I adore. How I wish that you were mine.
Okay, well, listen, she just graced us. Okay, that was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. See?
I love that song. Oh, my God. I feel like I butchered the words, but
No. Look, anytime somebody says Stevie, they're like, yep, I already know it. I don't have to think about it. You just go into it because it's another person.
That's a good song.
Listen, Stevie Wonder has so many different songs. So, but you know what? You did an amazing job. Absolutely,
thank
girl.
You.
Listen.
Thank you, babe.
You are doing so much, creating so much content, doing so much stuff with your music. I also want to know, what else are you currently working on right now? Like, you got some new music, you got some
Definitely.
Acting going on. Of course, we know you already have content. What can you share with us about what you're working
Definitely.
On right now?
Definitely. Actually, I have a major announcement that's happening this weekend. I don't want to, like, spoil it. But I will be posting it online and posting it on my socials. Mm-hmm. So please follow me, AYONA, the artist, if you don't already, on my Instagram. And I will be, like, vlogging all day and, like, post. It's really big. That's, like, the biggest thing. This is 2020 is showing out, baby. Like, it's major.
It's the year.
Seriously.
It is the year of focus. But a major thing I want to say, I can't let you get away. I want to say congratulations for making 100K
Thank
subscribers
you.
On YouTube, y'all. Listen, you made it.
Thank you.
You made it.
Thank you so much.
I mean, about a couple of hours ago, you did post it on your Instagram that, you know, you got your plaque. See, y'all, listen, I don't know if you guys know out there, but once you hit 100K, you do get a plaque.
It's really dope, actually, that they do that, because you know how hard it is to get to 100,000. And I just love each and every single one of the people who watch my videos consistently. They like, they comment, they rewatch them, and they're patient with whenever I'm ready to release my art. So that, I love y'all so much.
And you know what, Ayana, we love you too. But you know, I just want to say thank you so much for coming and giving us so much information about going viral and just you being such a beautiful soul and so much that you're creating with your content, with your music, and you as an actress. We want to know, you already kind of said it, what other platforms that we can be able to find you at?
My Facebook is also at Ayana the Artist. So YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. All of it is Ayana the Artist. And if you Google it, you can just click whatever platform you mostly focus on.
Okay. Well, guys, that was another edition of Gone Viral. We had the beautiful Ayana, the artist, in the building.
So
you guys, listen, we have some more people in store. But first and foremost, I want you guys to know you can follow me at Neema Sky, N-E-E-M-A-S-K-Y, and also follow Gone Viral, Gone Viral / BHL, so you can be able to see all of the artists and the people that we're going to be able to put on the platform to see who they are, who we're interviewing, what we're talking about.
Yes,
all right, guys,
honey.
So we'll see you all next week. Peace.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.